Just wanted to share a thought for Shabbos, for this week's Parsha, Vayechi, for the finishing of Bereishis, the finishing of Sefer Bereishis. It's so exciting. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. It should strengthen us. It will strengthen us to move forward. And I want to share to move forward in our learning Torah and our understanding. And Torah is Malashon Moira, Mora, to teach us how to live our life. So it's amazing. I think there's a pasuk in this week's parsha that I want to share, that is talk about Torah is teaching us, that I think teaches us so much. I mean, it's based on something I think I mentioned last year in Parshas Miketz. Could be a little bit I mentioned it as well this year, but it's an incredible pshat from the Chizkuni, based on a medrash that I don't think many people know this. I'm not sure why, growing up in elementary school or in schools, that this is like a Chizkuni that I recently heard. I told it to someone as well, a Talmud Chacham, someone who knows a lot. He didn't even know this, like this Chizkuni and a medrash about Yosef and Asnas, which goes back a few parshas ago to Miketz, but it's based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, where by the bracha about Yosef Hatzag, it says Perek Memtes pasuk Chav Beis Banos Tzada Ale Shor, right? Bein Porat Yosef, Bein Porat Ale Ayin. We know that famous pasuk, Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Ale Ayin, right? The Ayin Hara, right? The Gemara in Brachas Banos Tzada Ale Shor, that the women, Rashi brings the Medrash, the Benos Mitzrayim, Hayutzadas Alechoma, right? They would all climb on the wall to take a look at this handsome, this good-looking Yosef Atzadik, this king, Yosef, Kol Achas Va'achas, right? B'makom Shetuch Al-Roysa Misham, right? Incredible. Like, they just, like, loved, that's the shore. Shore means to see. Right, Ali Shur, they would right to see him, to see Yosef, to see him, which is incredible. Of course, it doesn't just mean that physically he was handsome, but there was something so special about Yosef, and I think I want to share one of the pshatim that was so incredible about Yosef, and it's based on a Chizkuni, a medrash in Parshas Miketz. And this Chizkuni is in Pasuk Memhei, Perek Mem Aleph. You could see it, look in any Makros Gedolos. It's incredible. And it says, Vayitain, right? We all know that. Who did Yosef marry? Asnas. He married Asnas Bas Potiphera. That's what the Pasuk says. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Memhei, Asnas Bas Potiphera. Who was this Asnas? So Pasha Pshat means it was Asnas, the daughter of Potipharah, right? So she, I guess, converted or whatever happened. Now the Medrash says like this, incredible. It says, you know who actually Asnas was? And I'm reading the Chizkuni. Another Pshat is that it was the daughter of Dina, Davar Acher. Dina, Bas Dina, Meshchem, right? When Shechina was raped by Shechem, so she became pregnant, and she had a daughter. She had a daughter, and I'm reading. It says, Ubikshu Laharga, the brothers, Bnei Yaakov Avinu, the brothers wanted to kill her, right? Why? The reason they wanted to kill her was because it was an embarrassment, right? We don't want any memory of this terrible thing that Shechem did to Dina, so let's kill her. That stam is a question like that. They wanted to kill the sister. By Yaakov saw this. Avinu v'talala kmeya b'tzavara. You know what a kmeya is? Like a amulet on as a necklace. V'gerisha mibeso, and he says, "Get out of here, right? Protect yourself." V'hechbia. And she hid herself in amongst thorns and in a bush. That's why she's called Asnas, because she was in a sneh. She was sneh is a bush. right? So she was in these, she was called Asnas because she had all these, right, cuts or whatever she had, or I don't know, whatever it is, she hung out there. So that's how she, I don't know if she named herself that or it was the story she told. It says Uba Gavriel. Some say it was another, Michal, I don't know, I saw different versions. But Malach came and brought her to Mitzrayim, to Eishes Potiphar. Look at this. So she went to Eishes Potiphar. Now, I don't know if this was when Yosef was there, or when this happened. But what happened? I don't know if they knew each other back there, but probably not, because you'll hear the rest of the story. So she comes into the, right? She's adopted by Potiphar, just like Yosef was there. And she was raised by Eishes Potiphar. Then what happens? What does that have to do with this week's parasha? Uksha'avar Yosef b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. As the pasuk says in our week's, this week, banos tzada ale shur, that all the women would come. So she also wanted to go see this handsome guy and this incredible person. So what did she do? And what did they used to do? Chol achas zorekas lo chefetz otachshed. They would throw things at him. They would throw him a necklace or jewelry. I don't know, right? I guess to maybe get his attention. That's what they did. It's like, look at me, or maybe he'll see, and he'll, I don't know, whatever reason they did it. Vizulo hayala malizrog. She was poor. I'm not sure why she didn't have, from Eishes Potiphar, she didn't have what to throw. Vizarkala hakameya shabatzavara. She sent the amulet, the necklace that Yaakov, her grandfather, made for her. She threw that. Right? Because I guess that, again, I guess she, that was like, oh, exciting, I'm throwing my necklace, this is what I have. And what happened? Yosef, this is like incredible. I don't know why when we grew up, we never heard this. At least I didn't. I never heard this. Well, this is incredible. V'nistakol b'Yosef, Yosef saw it, and he says, oh my goodness, this is actually the daughter of my sister, Dina. And this girl comes from Yaakov, so let me marry her. And he married her. Incredible, incredible, incredible. What's incredible about this, in my humble opinion, is that Yosef didn't know about her journey and she didn't know about his journey. And it was two people going through the same thing, two people going through the same exact thing and then ending up sharing together and getting married. Now, the lesson, I think, is not so much about marriage. That's also because we all have our journey. But to me, the lesson is such a lesson of hope. It's a lesson that I'm going through something. I'm going through something that's so difficult, and I can sometimes never imagine that anybody is going through what I'm going through. And there's a truth to that, of course. Everything we go through, no one ever did go through that ever, and ever will go through that ever again. In reality of you in your personal experience. But the chizik is that Hashem has other people in the world and other people in your life who go through things and go through similar things and go through things just for us and us just for them. Like besides the hashgacha pratis, besides the fact, of course, Hashem is looking out for us. We all know that. But it's like there's a real story over here. It's so inspiring to know that two people can go through something and then or you can go through something and someone else can go through something and they can actually like be there. Could you imagine like their conversations like they had about like their experiences and like finding each other and like, I'm not alone. Like I was alone. I thought I wouldn't survive. Yosef thinking he's not going to survive. This Asnas, she thinking she's alone and no one will understand her and no one's there. And the story is an incredible story. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. The lesson is, as it's Asara B'Tevis, they talk about how this is the beginning of Tisha B'Av, because this is when they surrounded and they laid siege on Yerushalayim, and this was like the beginning of the of Tisha B'Av in a certain way today, very very. Very holy day in the fact that right now we're in Gullus. Right now the hostages are still hostages. Right now we suffer, people suffer, people are in that bush alone, like a little girl who was going to get killed by her brothers. And then Yosef was alone, the little boy who was going to be killed by his brothers. And he didn't know that there is someone on the other side who they're going to sit down one day and share their story and share and say, me too, I also was hurt, you were hurt. I also was able to get inspired through my journey, whatever I did. What did you do? And we're all there. Mirat Hashem, that Mashiach is going to come, Be'ezus Hashem, this year, Tisha B'Av, and we're gonna say this Asara B'Tevis, this Friday, this day, is a sad day in the fact that we don't want to celebrate anymore, and we don't want to commemorate and have to fast anymore. But it's also a happy day because we know that one day we're going to meet our Asnas, or we're going to meet our Yosef, we're going to meet our other person. And again, I'm not talking so much as far as marriage, of course, marriage also, but we'll meet those people in our lives who will inspire us, and we'll get inspired, and we will inspire others. Have an incredible Shabbos. Thank you for listening, and take care.